So our listener Charlie feels like he's just the plug-and-play fiancé. Is he reading too much into this, or should he be concerned? It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, guys. Yeah, hey. Change my name because my fiancé listens on a pretty regular basis.
Okay.
You guys seem to be kind of the resident experts on stuff like this. And that's cheaper than therapy. LOL.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm getting married in 3 months and everything's going well, except I found my fiancé's Pinterest page on the laptop at home one evening and noticed all of the wedding stuff she's chosen has been on her page for years.
Okay.
I knew she had previously been engaged, but it looks like she planned their entire wedding back then.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking same music, same dress, same everything for our wedding.
Okay.
So now I'm kind of starting to feel a little like a plugged-in groom. Like maybe she's wanted to get married and I'm just the guy she's got now. She really hasn't given me any other signals that she doesn't want me as her husband. And maybe I'm reading too much into her choices for the wedding. Just wanted to run it by you and the listeners to see if I should be concerned that she cares more about her perfect wedding coming true over marriage to me.
So, wait, hang on.
What's your question? Fire it out there.
Well, okay, so she's already been engaged.
Yes, and she, like, I guess, and she was the wedding that never happened to that guy.
Okay.
But she's just kind of like, oh.
But now she still wants her wedding.
Yes.
The way she wants it.
Right. And now Charlie's the guy. Mm. So he's just kind of like, I don't feel
special.
Maybe it's almost like a used wedding ring, right?
Mm.
Where does the wedding that she had picked before have the bad juju of the last
now,
guy
see,
on
okay,
it?
Okay, so I immediately I'm just thinking, no, just go through it. And
right. And that was her taste, and she's not going to change her taste, despite the fact that she changed the groom.
And you got to understand, it probably there was no influence from the other guy.
Yeah.
So
it sounds like she's going to do what she's going
to
do.
Now, if it was the other guy's ideas to do all this and she just loved it, then I might feel some sort of way.
But, I mean, are we going to ask that? I mean, does it?
No, I mean, it doesn't look like it just because of the Pinterest page that he happened upon. So,
yeah.
All right. I would just say don't worry about it, but that's just me. If you've got...
And I'm going to concentrate on the fact that he said that she's given me no other signals to make me think that she's not excited about the marriage to me, you know, wedding's one day. What you're doing, though, is you're getting married to a person for the rest of your life.
Right, exactly. Yes. And so there can be a lot of energy and time and drama that surrounds weddings. We have shown that on this show time and time again.
Yes.
And so if you get through the wedding and you're good, then, you know, I think you're good. But, yes, I think Charlie just... you know, roll with it. And
he's getting his head a little bit about it.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's going to be a strong indication that she's just all consumed about the wedding and not really thinking about the marriage.
But that's our take. If we're wrong and you think we are because of something that happened to you, 502-795-1997 is our number. You can send us a voice note. You can call or text. Either way, we'll take some of your stories on the way. Group therapy. Charlie feels a little... some sort of way after he figured out that his fiance, who has been engaged before, was planning basically the identical wedding to her former fiance that she is with him.
And now he's kind of in his head like, okay, does that mean she cares more about just having the perfect wedding and isn't really thinking much about marriage to me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Will from Corden says maybe he can suggest a few things that wasn't on the board and see what her take on that is. If she refuses to budge, then maybe it'll feel like a recycled plan. But she can compromise if she can. Then he knows that was something she had in mind before, just needing additional input.
Kansas on Facebook said, I've had my wedding planned on Pinterest since I was 8. This is very much common for all women. Who knows? This could be my fiance. I listen every morning and I'm getting married soon.
Okay. Oh, yay. right.
So, I mean, not alone here. Not alone.
Okay. Yeah. And Amy from Eminem says it's not a recycled wedding or engagement ring. She wants the perfect wedding. The first guy was not good enough for whatever reason to be a part of her life, which means he wasn't worthy of her dream wedding either. Mm-hmm. He is worthy of spending her entire life with and being the other half of her dream wedding.
Shirley.
Yes, she echoed the same thing about from a young age, women dream about their wedding. They also dream about finding the perfect partner. Those two don't necessarily coincide.
That is true. Charlene said, I planned my wedding for myself 20 years ago, didn't even have a boyfriend. Heck, still not even married.
Yeah.
It's taught to us from birth. So, yeah, I mean, Charlie, you're reading too much into this. And
I think so, too.
Just... let it happen. Maybe suggest, and I love the suggestion from Will, who said, you know, it's maybe suggest something of yours.
Yeah, because it is still your day, too. It is yours. Too.
Right, exactly. It's still your wedding.
I get that the brides have, like, all these plans and dreams, but you should still have some input on some things, too, because, again, it's about you as a couple and not just about the bride.
Mm-hmm.
Holly says, yeah, girls usually grow up with very specific dreams of their wedding. For example, my late husband never saw my wedding dress. Mm. We got it in 2019, then COVID happened. So we had to push the wedding back to 2022.
Oh, yeah.
And then I needed surgery. So all the money from that went to my medical bills.
Sure.
And then, he passed away 6 months ago.
Oh, geez.
We were common law married, but never actually signed the paperwork. Aw, Holly.
All right. My goodness. Well...
but she says, yeah, that was my dream dress. Mm-hmm. And she's not going to probably change her taste on all that stuff if she never got to have it the first time.
All right.
So now she's got the total package. She's got her dream wedding and her dream guy, which is you, Charlie.
Let's leave it there. So Charlie, good luck. Congratulations. And I suggest some things. But otherwise, just kind of don't read into it and let it happen because it's your wedding, too.
Right? Yeah. And just thank goodness that she didn't waste her dream wedding on a marriage that wasn't going to work.
Right. All right. Cool. Thank you. Good luck. Keep us posted. That's Group Therapy.